the eighth day of the blessed month of Amshir, the feast of presenting the Lord Jesus Christ to the temple. On this day, the church celebrates the feast of presenting Jesus into the temple. It is one of the minor feasts of the Lord, and on the 40th day of the birth of Jesus Christ, his mother, the Virgin Saint Mary, took him, along with Saint Joseph, the carpenter, and went to the temple to do for Jesus according to the custom of the law and to offer on his behalf the required sacrifice according to their ability. Because of the poverty of the Virgin Saint Mary and Joseph, they offered the sacrifice of the poor, which was two young pigeons. The Virgin Saint Mary, who conceived by the Holy Spirit and gave birth to the Savior of the world, with all purity, submitted to this law to exercise the virtues of humility, obedience to the law, and for us to follow her example, and to follow her Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who obeyed the law of the Old Testament with all humility before he established the law of the New Testament. And behold, in the temple there was an old priest whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, Simeon took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace." And then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against, which is the sign of the cross. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, the sword of grief at the crucifixion of Christ." Now there was also one, Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, and coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. So when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong in spirit and filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. May the blessing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who laid down for us the way of salvation, be with us all. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, Saint Simeon the elder departed. Simeon was one of the 70 elders who translated the Old Testament from the Hebrew language to the Greek in Alexandria. That was by the order of Ptolemy Philadelphus, king of Egypt. When Simeon was translating the verse from Isaiah the prophet, 7 verse 14, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel," he was afraid to translate that a virgin would conceive, because the king might mock him and accuse him of ignorance. He wanted to translate the virgin as a young lady or damsel. He became doubtful, saying to himself, "It is impossible for a virgin to conceive." And God revealed to him in a vision that he would not die before he would see Emmanuel, born of a virgin. This was fulfilled, and he lived about 300 years until the Lord Christ was born from the Virgin Mary without a human seed, but by the Holy Spirit. Simeon was well advanced in age, and his sight dimmed. When he came by the Spirit into the temple and carried the divine child in his hands, his sight came back, and the Holy Spirit told him, "This is the child that you have been waiting for." Simeon blessed God and said, "You are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people." This is as told in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 28 through 32. Simeon blessed Joseph and Mary and prophesied for them about the future of the child and about the pain that the virgin would suffer, and in the same day he departed in peace. May the prayers of this righteous man be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.